Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 110. 110? 110 of the Compound Podcast. Presented by Parse Rum. I love Parse. You love Parse. When I say Parse, you say rum. Parse.
Rum.
Rum.
Nice job.
That'd rum.
Be way to be there. A lot of Parse love out there on the road in Arizona and San Diego for the fellas. So you got a Parse story over there, Zach? Did you like this?
No. Story?
No? Okay, great. We are doing a little Tuesday morning recording. Tough schedules the past couple weeks, but this one is a little early. I think Dakota decided to set the time and then show up 5 minutes late because he doesn't
poop.
Care about us.
I had to poop.
Did you? You know what stinks is you
and you know what? I'm not going to wash my hands until I get to the field because I'm not washing my hands with anything other than a Sloan flusher slash
yeah
products.
Yep. You didn't have any
so I got poop on my hands. I'm sitting here with poop pants.
The auto
yeah, I need the thing. Auto sink.
Yeah,
I don't have to touch the poop.
You guys both have off days yesterday?
Yeah, I played really good golf. I could have shot I don't know, I didn't finish like five holes. That's how bad it was. Like, I didn't even finish. I just said nah, like I'm picking it up. I stopped keeping score after the fourth hole. I said, I had to use rentals. I swing plus ones with my normal clubs. First time golfing since October. I started hooking the ball. I've never hooked the ball in my life. I always shank the ball. Tried to call Zach, my coach, my mentor, for help. And he said, I'm at the zoo. I can't talk. I'm at the zoo. Because if I talk right now, the monkeys will go away.
Yeah. I was mesmerized by them. Hey, you
like,
know what?
Like a phone call?
Hey, a phone call would not have helped.
Cat, you've always fixed my swing. True or false? Every time we play, you give me a tip and does it not get better instantly?
I gave you a tip.
Yeah, you said loosen your grips. You go, well, that might be it. I don't know. It's too hard to explain. I was like, well, that doesn't
help. Well, it is. If you're yanking it, that means you have a strong grip or a strong grip underneath, which forces you to yank it.
I have a couple questions.
One, get it in your fingers. Cover the hot dog bun. Cover it up like that.
See, he could have done all this over FaceTime. Could have his girlfriend hold the phone, show his hands. But no, I'm at the zoo. I'm at the zoo.
He's changed, huh?
Oh, my God. It's tooth and nail to be able to talk to this guy nowadays. He's always with his girlfriend.
It's messed up, man.
Unbelievable. I'm surprised he has time for baseball, honestly.
Dakota, where did you play?
TCI.
And
way too hard of a course for my first round in 6 months.
What were your clubs? Hadn't made it from Arizona yet?
No, I just shipped them like Friday or Saturday.
Dang
it. And I hadn't played at all in Arizona because I was injured. So I don't know. I didn't know when I was leaving Arizona, so I couldn't like ship them early and have them meet me here.
Some exciting news though. You are in Iowa.
Indeed, indubitably.
And you've thrown once. Once clean
been here three games,
little nice one inning clean, 1.1, one and a third,
little pop up, little base hit, pop up, double play.
Hey baby,
the pop up I had. So I came in, finished an inning, got that guy out. First guy I gave up a single. Next guy I face hits like like the weirdest swing I've ever seen. Like popped it up to me, like barely in the air. And Dalton Simmons is playing short and he's yelling at me, drop it to try to turn double play. I go, hey man, let's just get an out. I go, let's not
Come
get cute.
On,
haven't
dude.
Faced hitters. I haven't played in the game in a while. Maybe in July, I'll have the wherewithal to drop it. But like right then I was like, I'm going to catch the ball.
I love that Simmons is in a triple A game too, and he's like locked in trying to make sure that you drop it to get the double play. Yeah. And you're listening. That's a dude who has how many gold gloves Simmons have?
Like 10.
Been in the league as the best shortstop in the league for a long time, and you didn't listen to him. That's messed up.
I literally turned around and like said something to him. I'm like, I heard you, but I just got it.
There was a point yesterday.
Come on.
Simmons played shortstop for the first time yesterday. I guess he played in Arizona at the end of the game, but he started his first game yesterday with us. There was a play where we had a left side shift and VR was playing up the middle and Simmons is playing short. And VR ends up fielding the ball in front of him, makes the play, and he comes in and he asks Andy Green, our bench coach and also infield coach, you know, who's that an easier play for, me or VR? Just like he was genuinely asking. And I was like watching this happen and I'm like, guy, you've been in the big leagues forever. This is the best defensive shortstop. Why are you asking questions? Like you, what?
When we were in Arizona rehabbing together, I like got done throwing and they asked me if I could play first base for him for like while he made like 10, 15 throws. I go, play first base for a platinum glover? Don't mind if I do. Yeah. I said, I would love to catch balls from him.
That's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
And I'll tell you one thing. He wasn't throwing it very hard because he was rehabbing his shoulder, but the glove was like, I texted Zach after, I go, those hands are magical. I said, it looked like effortless, like short hop didn't matter.
He's still trying to get like his shoulder's not completely there. So he's still trying to work through it. And he does such a good job of managing his throws and he has such a good internal clock. Like it's so fun to watch him just, and let it go and it just floats over there and the guy's
that's
out by
what
a
we,
step every time.
We were talking about it last year. It's like the guy doesn't like get it, take a few hops. It's just like if he knows who's running and someone's not busting it right at him, just
no, that's what the double play I got was it was hit to second. He was playing short. They flipped it to him and he went to throw it to first and he literally like lobbed it and I was like, Whoa. I was like, let's get him out. Hey. And it was like in plenty of time, but like exactly like he has no, like he just knows the game so well.
He did that to end the game in Arizona the other day too. They turned double play and it was VR to him and it was, and I was like,
You're like, whoa. Oh.
he's very fun to watch though.
He's a good Cubby, dude too. Really
great,
good dude.
Great Maybe. Guy. Cubby's, I also real quick, Jose Iglesias does some of the same stuff where he, we'll get rid of it right away and just
I've said it before, but I've watched every single YouTube video on both of those guys in my lifetime. Every single one.
Yeah. You know what, Zach? Someday a little kid's gonna be watching YouTube. Well, not a little kid, a young adult is gonna be watching YouTube videos of your infield.
Let's hope.
You're nasty on the infield. You're welcome. How come?
Are you
Thanks,
checked
man.
Out?
I appreciate
Zach,
it.
You checked out? Were you looking at the window? What's going on? Right.
You're welcome. Well,
you want to see what I walked into on my bus league hotel?
Where are you guys?
They're in Indianapolis. I asked him before the podcast. Since he won't answer, I'll be his secretary today.
I don't know what he's doing right now. Zach, you got to go to Cafe Patichow.
This is a great bit for a podcast where Zach looks out the window and doesn't describe what's going on for at least 45 seconds.
It's like a blade.
I honestly thought that was a mouse for a second. I'm like, what the fuck are you picking up a mouse for?
There's some sort of razor blade on your radiator. Is that what's going on over there?
It's called the Bus League.
Indy's nice. I like Indy. Did you go to Cafe?
Yeah, we have a new hotel and it's not great.
No, you're not at the one right next to Lucas Oil?
No, they switched it. That one was cruddy too.
Yeah, but it was in a good location.
Yeah, but this one, I mean, this one's right. This one's like the little brother of the JW. It's like,
oh, right, it's right by the field. Oh, that's better.
Yeah, but like the hotel, it's just like,
Not bad.
When you go to the show and you stay in those hotels and then you come back to the minors, everything's eh. I got two things. I got one. Last Monday, the Guardians scored 6 in the 9th to tie the game and go on to win in the 11th. This was like 5 days after the Mets scored like 7 in the 9th to come back and win.
That was against the White Sox. The Guardians did that, right?
Yeah. And people continue to cry and whine when teams keep scoring when they have the lead. And that's why you keep scoring.
I remember you wanted to talk about that way back. I don't know if we ever got to it when you wanted to talk about the.
I did, but then Scotty came on and we didn't have time to bring it up.
Yeah,
Scott took over the show and just kept blabbering.
You wanted to talk about the fact that teams have been getting upset with teams scoring runs late in games. Like, we were up 8-0 in the first yesterday. Now, Wade Miley threw an absolute gem, and we ended up winning 9-0, but we only scored one more run for the rest of the game. That easily could have been, you know, a 9-6 ball game at some point. Obviously, we had a great pitching performance, so it wasn't. But it does, like, you can't take your foot off the gas because every win matters.
The other night, we had in our live stream lounge, we have all the games up, and we had the Diamondbacks game up in the afternoon, and it was 3-1 entering the ninth, and wasn't paying attention. I was doing work, and I looked back up, and I think it was 13-3. They gave up like 12 runs in the ninth inning. It was every time I looked up, I forget who they were playing, but every time I looked up, it was just another homer, another double. Like, they kept bringing in pitchers, didn't matter. So, I mean, that was we talked about this when we talked about the Nationals getting upset about the Giants a couple weeks ago. It's insane. I mean, we see it all the time that teams put up huge monster innings.
Teams are so good. Like, you, any offense in the MLB, like, you could put up 10 runs an inning easy. And I'm not saying like a guy gets a leadoff single and you're up 8-0, you bunt him to second. Like, but don't try to not score from second just because you're up 8 runs. Like, if you can score, because you never know.
Yeah, you're not just going station to station because you're up. I think that there is a real part of getting deep into that bullpen, especially early in the series, or even if it's somebody that's in your division and it's the last game of the series, but you're up. Like yesterday, Wilson for the Pirates, he came in and gave them like 100 pitches and six and two-thirds innings, which completely and totally saved their bullpen. They had to use one other arm. And like, if we would have scored some runs off him, got him out of the game in the third or fourth, we would have really been deep into their bullpen. They would have had to throw a bunch of guys, and it would have helped us out for the rest of the series. Those things really do matter. And then if you're playing a division rival, it's the last game of the series, you get them to wipe their pen, it's going to make it really tough on them for their next series. So it's little things like that that add up.
I got two more things. You want number two now? Number two. This is a two-parter. Number two is a two-parter. And then I have another third thing. Number two is a two-parter. Two. One, don't jump ahead. I know what someone's going to say. They're going to say, oh, like, well, this happened too. I'll get to it. One, Reed Detmers throws a no-hitter with only 2 Ks, which is insane to me.
Wow.
This was last Tuesday. In that same game, this is not part two. This is still part one of number two. In that same game, Anthony Rendon hits a home run lefty, which is what? Like, I get, like, it was off of Brett Phillips, but Zach, could you walk up there and hit a home run lefty, even if it's off of Ian or something?
Oh, he hit 411 feet.
It wasn't a wall scraper. It was a bomb.
411 feet.
Lefty.
I have a couple things here. Okay. Let me start with the no hitter.
Yes.
Wait, are you referring to part one or part two here?
No. This is all the same game. And okay. Then I have another.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I have a part two of this.
Yep. Just clarify. I don't want people to get messed up.
Yes. This is part one still. This is all under the umbrella of part one of number two.
Part one.
Talking point number two.
I'd like to say the no hitter with two punchies, very, very impressive. Very great. Very awesome.
The fielders should get.
I was going to say, can we get some credit to defense here?
Yeah, they should all get watches or something. But I'd like to say I did see after the game, basically the whole team was in the dugout, like watching his interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Angels right now, that group, Joe's got them rolling. Bussy's got them rolling. There's a good like vibe over there. The guys are really together and enjoying baseball, which is cool to see. My second thing here on this is Rendon hitting a lefty homer. I don't know if this was the same day that Schwindel flew out to the track. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we lost a game at the Padres by one run.
You tell the stats on that, please.
Yes. Where we had their closer on the ropes and bases loaded. Schwindel hit a ball to left field. It was 102.5. 102.5 at like 30 to dead left. which in San Diego should go every single time. And Profar caught it on basically at the wall. Rendon's homer that went 411 feet in Anaheim, just an hour up the road, was 101 off the bat. And went 411 feet. Schwindel's was 102 and a half.
What was the launch angle on Rendon's? Do you know?
It was similar. And Frank's went 350 feet. So we're talking about a 60-foot difference.
Are you saying, do you believe there's two different balls being used?
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what I believe. I have a lot of conspiracy theories that I don't want to put out into the universe, but I don't know how in San Diego you can hit a ball at those numbers to dead left field and it's an out. Also, when we were in Atlanta, there were some balls that were absolutely smushed that were out. So there's like Jay hit a ball 104 or something to right center at the end of a game that would have put us down one. I think that was the White Sox series, caught like on the track, not even at the, and it's just like, what?
I'm pretty sure I saw something that said Frank's homer with the metrics have never not been a home run in the StatCast era.
That's what Scott told us. F. Frost told us that too. He's like, yeah, it's never, ever not been a home run at those statistics.
And then the ones that Soler and Garcia hit on the Marlins had the same exact metrics, and one was a homer and one was – I don't know if they were both homers, but one went like,
I think they were both homers.
A few rows further, and the other one was shorter.
That would have been so sick for Schwindel too. Like,
but again, spin could be different. Yeah,
spin could be different. And I think there was some top spin, backspin stuff on the Soler homers. That's why we didn't get like that fired about that. But like for Frank, that would have been huge. Like that was, he was just got called back up for the one day down thing, and it was like the next day, and he had a tough game the first game, and then he came up and like he had a huge knock the next day, but that would have been like such a big knock for him to be able to go and like win the game for us in that situation. Yeah, he's having really good at bats since then, which is awesome, but like stinks. And then the next day, Will Myers hit a ball 104 and a half in the ninth inning that I caught not even like on the track in left center that was absolutely clobbered out. Just saying. All right. Part two.
The next part was the Reds no hitter with the loss, which is unbelievable. Like that just should never happen in real. That's one of those things. It's like, I feel like it's happened a few times where it's like 0-0 and there's like a no hitter going on. And like, they walked a guy, stole second, wild pitch, gets him to third, and it's like, oh, there's a guy in third with one out, and he has a no-hitter. Like, they could hit a sack, finally lose the game, but I don't think – it's never happened before, right, where you threw a no-hitter and lost?
It has happened.
It has happened. I think a few times, yeah.
But can I ask a question? How did they score their run?
I honestly don't know. I didn't see.
Tom?
Hunter Green exited. They brought in Art Warren. Warren came
in, I think, college ball together.
I've covered Art Warren in college. Shout out Ashland Eagles. He played at Cincinnati first. He played Cincinnati
for a year. Yep.
Yeah. Then went to Ashland. Forgot about that. Came in, I believe, with runners on first and second, walked somebody, bases loaded, gets a tailor-made ground ball. They bobble it. It's short. Only get one out. Fielder's choice, RBI, 1-0. I was going to ask you, Dakota, as like a reliever, can you imagine coming into that situation, two runners on, nothing game, the kind of season the Reds have had, and you should get out of the inning and you don't get out of the inning? I mean, I can't imagine the kind of pressure you feel in that situation.
That's what, like, I feel like if you're Art, like, you can't even be upset though. Like, you got the pitch, like, you got the result you wanted. Like, obviously it didn't work out, but like, that's a tough spot. Like I like a reliever coming into a no hitter. You're like, don't blow it. Like you're sitting there. You're like, if I walk a guy, I walk a guy, but I can't let him hit it. And that's a tough spot.
So Hunter Green ended up giving up no hits and also allowing an earned run.
Correct. I believe he threw seven and a third, one run.
Tough, which is
tough cookies there.
Just crazy.
So do you have another one, or was that number two, part two? That was 2-2.
That was 2-2. I had one more. It's slipping my mind. I didn't write this one down. What was it?
Maybe three.
I had a part three.
While we wait for Dakota's third one that he's trying really hard to remember, let's remember that part of this podcast, like right now, is brought to you by Manscaped. And you know what they're doing these days? They're doing underwear. Manscaped is going beyond the lawnmower 4.0 with the light that we all love, and they're going to underwear. And they have a trademark jewel pouch that's breathable, like gills for your groin, is what they say. So you know it's serious.
Ooh, Zach has them.
We got 20% off and free shipping with code compound, manscaped.com. What do you got on the jewel pouch?
You like them, Zach?
I love them.
You have them?
They're great. They're great.
Is that so?
Yeah, they're great.
Did Tom send you those?
No, it came with the lawnmower 2.0 package.
It's 4.0. They have four lawnmowers. 4.0 with the light.
Yeah, with the light. That was the package I got. Yeah. It had that. It had everything. It had the deodorant, you know, which I also have. In case anybody's wondering.
Wow. Look at you.
Smells good.
Zach's just a company guy.
You know?
Zach is a company guy.
What else is new?
Well,
I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
Manscaped code / compound code compound. It's actually a code. It's not a / Nobody / It's manscaped.com. The code's compound. 20% off plus free shipping. And that you can get underwear, you can get lawnmower 4.0, you can get all of the products. There's a lot of stuff that you can get if you just go on there and do code compound.
Yeah, just make sure you have code compound.
Code compound. You got number three, Dakota?
I got number three. I remembered
it. All right, yeah. We got
shout out Manscaped.
You know why? Shout out Manscaped. Ian's going to be mad at me. I have a statement. Uh-oh. I sent it in the group. I have a statement. I'd like to make it on air. I've played three games since I've been to AAA. I am all in on the pitch clock. It is fantastic.
Wow.
That old baby.
Flies by. Flies. It is so much better how much faster. We played my first game here. It was a 10-inning game. Barely got to 3 hours. Very next night, 2 hours, like 14-minute game. It's incredible.
Hey, we still, don't get me wrong, love being at the park, love the game of baseball, but hey, three and a half hour games, it's tough.
It's
tough on the mental.
If people aren't watching this part, I really suggest they watch Ian's face when Dakota said that he was in favor of the pitch clock. It looked as if Ian was betrayed. He looked like he couldn't believe what Dakota was saying.
We played a 9-0 game yesterday in 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Okay, because there was only a half a game. You scored every run
in the first inning. No, it's because Wade Miley worked really quick. If pitchers just worked like Wade Miley, we'd be fine.
That's what every pitcher does.
So that's the point. That's the pitch clock.
But I'm saying there doesn't need to be a clock. There doesn't need to be like penalties. Just
so are you calling out other pitchers on your team for being too slow? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm calling out everyone across the league. Oh, interesting.
Hey, Scott. I hope you heard that.
Scotty goes back there. He touches the grass. Slow guy. Not every pitch. There was one time when Scotty was pitching, because I was thinking about this when he goes and he touches the grass, and I'm thinking, would he be able to do that still? And so I started counting when he would. It's as soon as the catcher throws the ball back.
I think I'll it's like honest, when you get it. When you get it quick. Back on the dirt,
it might need a couple extra seconds.
100%.
There was one. I had a guy on first. I literally caught the ball back, looked in for the sign. I don't ever shake. So I look in, get the sign, come set. I peek out of the corner of my eye, see the clock's already at 3 seconds. I'm like, I guess I got to throw it.
It's weird because you get 19 seconds when there's somebody on base.
Yeah, see, but like it all depends on like the clock operator too. Like sometimes they're like slow with it and they help you out, but sometimes they hit that thing the second you get the ball back and it's like, all right, like.
And I feel bad. I truly feel bad for the umpires in that sense because they're not the ones controlling it, yet they have to enforce it. And some of the guys were saying that they're being graded on that so heavily that that could be the difference if they get called up or not, which I don't understand how that's a thing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Especially if they don't have it in the, if they don't have it in the big leagues, why are we getting, or why are they getting judged on that? But
I talked there. Sorry.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, their S's are, you know, as Terry Collins said, their Tornado Tom said, their S's are in the jackpot, you know? It sucks.
I was talking to some of the umps this week, and I was asking them if they had heard anything about pitch clock or if they're getting any word from the league on pitch clock, and they all said no. So I don't understand how they're like so up the asses of the AAA umps, but the big league umps don't even know. Those guys didn't even know the rules in AAA. They had no clue. They were like, I don't know.
Well, why would they?
Like, if it's such a big deal,
but
they would start educating umps now, but obviously they're not telling them anything.
No. Wait, if you get somebody who just comes up with a triple number on their arm, ask them about it.
I got some questions.
The one tough one that happened to us the other night, it happened to the other team. If there's no one on base, like, the 14 seconds is all you get. You can't step off to reset the clock. The catcher can't call time. Like, their pitcher, like, shook, like, twice and then stepped off and then stepped back on, and the ump's like, ball one. And they're like, what? He stepped off. They're like,
yeah,
doesn't matter. If there's no one on, like, you got to pick a pitch. And that's all you can do.
Does the clock stop when you start your motion, or do you have to get rid of the baseball?
Start your motion. So, like, if you're out of the windup, it's okay, because, like, yeah, no, I mean, either way, yeah, it's like you as soon as you start your motion, it stops. It's good.
If you could have seen last night how many times they guys called time on Wade because he was working fast, like, oh, and then you can't call time, so you're just in there, guys working quick, and
no, you can call time.
The hitter, so you can only call time twice.
Once or twice. How many times you calling time?
Yeah, if you need it three times, though, what are you doing?
It's just like, what if the guy's just like jumping down my throat when I don't have my hands on the bat? Like, I got to call time.
Okay. How many times? How many times have you called time in an at bat? Do you think?
Multiple
once
times.
Max. You are such a liar.
I call time once in a while.
Yeah.
But if I'm
once, not, right? If you're not going to call it more than once in an at bat.
Usually not.
Tell the
ump,
hey, give me a fucking second.
Usually not. But if it's Wade or like, Suter, like some of those guys, like, yeah, sometimes you have to call time more than once.
I love it. I'm sorry. It's fantastic how much faster the game is.
I just think it's not going to work in the big leagues right now when you penalize guys for Mike Trout, bases loaded in the ninth inning. He doesn't get set quick enough. Like, you ain't calling a strike on him.
We had a six, I think it was a 6:08 start the other night. I was home before 9 o'clock. It was light out. I was walking home and it was light out.
It's the best.
Trust me. I love sub-3-hour games. I just think there's a way to do it without.
I think it needs a couple extra seconds, like, all around. Like, instead of 14, I think it should be like 17. Instead of 19 with a guy on is plenty. Like, I think 19 is good.
I think if they did the 20-second clock that, like, you know, remember in the minors, it used to be a 20-second clock.
Yeah.
But there was, like, not really.
Penalties. But you could step off and reset it. You could call time. Yeah, yeah. Like,
I think there should be a 20-second clock and no penalties, and you can reset it and all that stuff and see how it
goes. So it's a make-believe clock.
Yes, a make-believe clock that
doesn't do anything.
Got it. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll bring that up to the umpires. But hey, can we just, like, have that, like, make-believe out there?
When did you become the biggest pitch clock advocate in the world?
I told you I did.
Gonna be fighting. Guess who's actually on the rules committee for the rules changes?
Oops. Yeah, we're trying to sway you. We're trying to get your vote. The only time it's tough is, like, in between pitches, with no one on. Like, if I want to grab the rosin or, like, kick my cleats off, like, I have to throw the pitch, like, start backing up towards the back of the mound as I catch the ball, like, reach down, grab the rosin, and get right on the rubber. Like,
thinking about that, like, what if it's raining?
But my thing is, though, with that, though, too, like, as a hitter, you have to be looking at 9 seconds, mm-hmm. right? Or we get a strike call, which is dumb. But you guys, you can go up all the way until 0 seconds, basically. So, like, I mean, it's –
Do they? I don't know. Do you even get signs from third base coach anymore?
Yeah, you have to be in the box.
You have to be looking. You're like, well, you're no, like no, looking, well, okay. looking like this.
But
I'm like, as the pitcher's throwing, you you're looking.
How do you if get signs? If there's
somebody on base, are you looking for signs? What do you want, a hit and run with a ghost runner?
I mean, even 19 seconds. So I'm thinking, like, when I get in there and, like, we're running through a whole set of signs, like, I was actually – you guys are fucking with me because now I'm thinking about this stuff. But I'm like, that's kind of taking a long time. I don't know if I'd make it in for the pitch clock.
Well, you know what, Ian? Guess what? You're part of the problem. Right? You're the reason why the game is over 3 hours, and that's standard.
Ian, you got to experience it. I was anti-pitch clock.
Come down to Indy one day. Tell come, on down. Come on down on your off day.
It's
we'll
great.
Show you a good time.
It's insane. Like, it does what the MLB wants. Like, there's no time where you're just sitting there, sitting on your thumb, like, what's going on? Like, it's literally pitch, like, another pitch. Like, it goes so fast.
I do think that's great. I just wish there wasn't, like, horrible penalties for it. All right, guys, can we talk about something really quick? And if it's confirmed or not confirmed, are the Cubbies actually calling up two guys?
Yes, they are. Hughes and Christopher Morel.
So this Brandon thing, Hughes, this
left-handed pitcher. Guess where he went to school? Spartan Dog.
Would you guys play together?
Yeah, he was an outfielder.
You guys boys?
Yeah. He was an outfielder, switch hitting outfielder for his first 2 years of pro ball, and then had two labrum surgeries in college. So he's on his third labrum.
The old shoulder labrum?
So they made him a pitcher?
He had them in college. His last year in college, he legitimately could not throw. So we would set up double cuts on any ball in the gap because he couldn't, like, he had one good throw a weekend, and then his arm would hurt for a week. Because his labrum was torn, but like he was such a good hitter and outfielder, we needed him to play. So he kept playing with a torn labrum.
And then he got another labrum surgery?
No, that was his second one. He had one in high school, one in college, went to pro ball as a hitter. He came into college as a two-way player, but he didn't pitch at all because his labrum was torn. And then he came to pro ball, hit for 2 years, didn't do great, and they're like, yeah, let's be a pitcher. And now he's 91, 93, up to like 94. Good slider. He's like he's here, right? He like slings it. Yeah. You'll see.
How come he didn't DH? I wanted if he couldn't throw in the outfield, why didn't you guys DH him?
He was really good at track. Like, he was really fast. Really good, like, position, like, good at track.
But wouldn't the lack of throwing hurt you?
What'd you say?
Wouldn't the lack of throwing negate any other skills he has defensively?
Hey, he had Dakota Mekas on the team who led the country in K-9, so it doesn't have to worry about guys getting on base.
he was that good of a player. Like, we needed him to play. And he, like, I don't know why he didn't I'm trying to think why he didn't. We had another guy DH that was also, like, kind of injured at times. And
it'd be hysterical if you guys never, like, even just thought about putting him at DH until now. You're like, well, that would have been a good idea.
No, we did think, but, like, it didn't really hurt us. Like, there was never really a time where it's like, oh, man, if only we had someone that could throw out there, like, we might have gotten that out.
Yeah. Is he playing right? Or
he's playing dead center.
Center, yeah. I mean, think about the dudes that have played center field in the big leagues with a poop soup arm. Like,
that's what I mean. Like, it was – but the thing is, he had one good throw a weekend – where, like, if he needed to come up gunning, guy on second trying to score, like, he'd do it. And it was, like, a pretty good arm still.
Then he'd walk down.
And he would literally just be, like, slumped coming off the field.
Imagine having that on the scouting report with other teams. Like, hey, guys, on Friday, the first game, if you hit the ball up the middle, just go, because then we're good for the weekend.
We got to waste his bullet.
No, he says it's because of me that he played that year, because it was in the fall where he got the MRI on his shoulder and he was deciding if he should have surgery and miss the year. And I literally told him, I was like, we need you. I was like, we could be really good this year. And he played.
Were you really good?
We choked late, but we were a good team.
Ah.
And then Christopher Morel is coming from AA to the big leagues. That's confirmed.
Yes. Well, have you seen his Instagram story? There's about 40 stories. Like, do you know the tiny little
guy? So he's letting him know.
Oh, he is reposting every single post sent to him.
Morel is coming up from AA. You guys have both played with Morel or not played with Morel?
I played
with him. I've just seen him take BP and it's like a rocket ship.
I have played with him only in spring ball, but Christopher Morel, for all of the Cubbies fans out there, he is the nicest kid person on the plane. He's like the nicest.
He'll be everyone's favorite player within a week. Like if he's up there for a week, like he'll be everyone's favorite. He's never not smiling. The happiest guy of all time.
I am very interested to see what the moves are because we have a lot of guys down, a lot of guys hurt, a lot of random stuff going on. And so we kind of have an interesting mix right now. Like now we started the year with 25 outfielders and now we have like 25 infielders. So it's
Morel can play third, short, all the outfield positions as well.
Did he play outfield in the minor leagues?
Yeah, he played center. He's an athlete.
Do you guys in the big leagues play GM like how guys in the minor leagues do?
Yeah, a little bit. There's some guys that play GM more than other guys, but it is interesting to think along with how things are going to happen. There's always like, you know who does love to play GM?
Scotty.
Well, you guys are always talking. You guys always have the info.
Well, that's what Scott goes. Scott's like, I wonder who Hughes is coming up for. And I go, probably you. You haven't really thrown that well lately. I think you gave up like a hit your last outing. So it's probably for you.
The baseball reference and the MLB trade rumors are always flying between this group chat with you guys.
Scott, well, because we know like people act like me and Zach are sitting on like MLB transactions, refresh, like people tell us what happens. And I'm like,
and then you're just adding, and then you're just playing math. You're just math. It's just like, oh, okay. It's not that hard.
Like Zach's, I found out
Zach's texting this guy passing. Oh, Morel's coming up. It's confirmed.
Well, I found out Hughes was going up because a guy we played in college together with was like one of his buddies since high school. And he texted in our group text and told us. And that's how I found out. Like, I just have sources everywhere. I could be Jeff Passan. I have that many sources.
You got plugs.
Everywhere.
Before I have one thing to talk about before we get into screen time and stuff, but I do need to let you know that all of us have received our Athletic Greens care package.
It happened.
I sent a group picture to the group yesterday of Scotty holding up my package, but we've gotten it. We have Athletic Greens. I now have Athletic Greens.
Do you have mine?
You haven't been home yet to get yours, huh?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just asking.
When are you getting yours? This week?
In about a week.
I really hope that there's nothing in your box.
Well, that's rude.
I hope you get it, Zach.
Thank you, Dakota.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Athletic Greens, it's lifestyle friendly, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. Athletic Greens, you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. And they're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets. With your first purchase, if you go to athleticgreens.com/compound, this one is a /compound, athleticgreens.com/compound to take.
Dakota, say some good words about it. You love it.
Well, I wasn't going to cut Ian off like you so.
Yeah, what the fuck, Tom? What's wrong with you?
My greens are actually, I put them in my golf bag that I'm shipping here from Arizona. So I haven't had them in like 3 days. So I'm really fiending. I got like the itch for some Athletic Greens.
Do you think your greens will?
Do I think the what?
Never mind.
What were you gonna say?
I lost my train of thought, dude. I lost it.
You completely like. Was that something that you said that you were gonna say that was funny that you just decided not to say, or
was
that
it was like kind of both? I forgot where I was going with it, and then I just shut it down.
Good joke, Zach.
Like Zach said, Athletic Greens.
But I love Athletic Greens.
/compound.
I actually do love the taste of them. I'm very excited for Zach to have them.
Me too.
Because I think he'll like them. And Ian. Ian, you haven't tried them yet either, have you?
I have not tried them yet. No.
I think they're the tastiest greens I've had.
/compound. I'm doing something. I'm doing Scotty a favor today. He asked me to pick him up and take him to work. So
what?
On my way to the ball field, I'm gonna pick Scotty up.
Why doesn't he walk or Uber?
Yeah. And we're gonna drive together.
You know what you should say? Or ask him if his legs are broken. Like, what do you mean?
Tell him to get off his wallet and get an Uber.
Yeah, what are
get
we an doing?
Uber. Like, what are you an Uber?
Did he not see the new CBA?
He better tip you and give you 5 stars.
It's a good point. Yeah, he asked me to. He asked me to scoop and score. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna text him right now. What are we doing?
Tell him to grow up.
Seriously.
Well, this is what happens. He comes on the pod. He doesn't. I'm down on him, and I told him this yesterday. And I'm down on him because he used to play catch with me, before BP, and now he's too cool for school. He's too busy, not playing catch with me. He also forgot.
What happens when a few zeros will do to him?
He also forgot his glove when he was going out to the bullpen yesterday in the first, and he's got his back. He's got the backpack on, and he gets to the top of the stairs and realizes, "Where's my glove?" And he looks down the dugout, and he's like. Couldn't find his glove, losing his mind. He left it in his locker, so he had to sprint back in the second and go get it.
And that literally, pitchers need two things: cleats and a glove. And they still forget it.
Literally, the only thing you have to carry is a glove because you wear everything you need out there. It's literally just carry your glove out there and you're good.
Guy you guys want in leverage situations out there in Chicago, huh?
It's the guy I want. I want Scotty throwing. Every inning possible.
Yeah.
Scotty back-legged a guy with his sinker. He hit a guy in the back leg.
Bro.
Those pitching ninja videos, I was like, wait a second.
He got 30 inches of horizontal the one pitch.
That's on a two-seam. That's not even a slide. It's two-seam.
Can I tell you guys something? Can I tell you a secret? Right before the season started, during spring training, I deleted Pitching Ninja because I didn't want to see guys getting their ticket punched anymore. Oh, my. So I deleted them off all of my social media, and now if somebody retweets something and I see it, I get pissed off. I only want to see highlights of guys hitting homers. I don't want to see nasty pitches, so I deleted it.
Zach already texted Scott and said, too good to walk or Uber to the stadium, and Scott said, no, it's called having friends.
let's do our screen time and get the people out of here. Screen time presented by Sloan. They have automatic flushers, automatic faucets. If you are in the market for anything that has water that runs through it in a bathroom setting, look for Sloan.
We got to do Monday screen time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't do today's.
This guy must feel really good about his Monday screen
time. Well, I'm saying today's, I'm only at an hour.
He played golf yesterday. Of course he wants to yesterday.
I feel like I spent my phone was on in the car when I was –
Yeah. Yeah, you think so? Was it? That's a good excuse. Happened to me.
Mine's 4:21.
How about you hang up and hang out at
the zoo? That's a lie. Let me see that.
4:21.
This guy was hanging out at the zoo, huh?
I had 4 hours, 1 minute.
You're an hour behind. Doesn't count.
It's the whole day already happened, though.
I have 4:31, and I don't know if you can see this bar, but that's the traveling home from a West Coast trip.
Wait, that's weird. That's great. Time out. I'm pretty sure, didn't we have like there's no excuses or something?
Yeah, it's still a bad day, though, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's Tom, Google Maps. That's Google Maps on the way home from the ball yard at 1 in the morning.
You see any excuses for me? I was up till 1 a.m. and I was up at 6 a.m. to go golf.
Yeah, you were up watching TikTok videos with the kids at 1 a.m.
Oh, wait, hang on.
I only had 24 minutes of TikTok time yesterday.
Tom, what was yours?
5:29.
No, in a whole day?
Yeah, I was surprised, honestly. You. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a great
hanging day. Up and hanging out.
That's a great day for me. Look at a little 5:29.
Yeah. Hey, it's a late night. Tom, get some sleep.
I feel really shit about my day.
Ian, I watched your Bay versus ball player thing the other day. I got a bone to pick.
Yeah, what you got?
You said your guilty pleasure was not watching and singing Frozen, which was weird.
You phrased that sentence so weird.
You did phrase it really weird.
The Frozen thing? Is that what Zach's saying?
That's my point. He said something way different.
I think I said listening to
Olivia Rodrigo, I think it was.
Strong female vocals, like Olivia Rodrigo.
Taylor Swift, maybe, or Adele.
I do like a good strong female vocal, I'll admit it. But also, can I just say that I've only seen the Frozen movies probably one time each. It's just a really good song with a strong female vocal.
But if you're not
kind of lines up for me.
If you're not careful, though, I'll send those videos out. You think I won't?
Hey, be careful.
Take it easy.
All right.
The Twitter content.
Hey. I would never do that. They are hilarious. You have it, great videos. I have the videos of him singing.
You have my number still? You want to send that over?
I've definitely sent that in our group text.
You know, Sal's coming in this weekend, hanging out.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sally Bonkers. Yeah.
Sally Bunkers.
Let's get the people out of here. That's the Sloan Screen Time presented by our great friends at Sloan, who do flushers and faucets, and we love them.
Hands free.
And shout out Jim. Just had a beautiful, beautiful baby. So congratulations from Sloan. Congratulations to Jim.
Jimmy. Nice.
Congrats.
Parse.
Nice. That was good.
Just so you guys know,
rum.
When I say parse, you say rum. Parse.
Rum.
Rum.
Zach doesn't even care.
Zach doesn't even care anymore. Hey, Zach. Hey, you have a great day. Enjoy your pancakes, all right?
Enjoy your 2-hour game while Ian plays his 4-hour one.
Also,
hey, I'll be able to tune into his game in the third inning.
Oh, maybe, my God. I might be there for first pitch.
Yeah. Maybe get a tetanus shot with that thing that's hanging out in your room, huh? Stay away from that blade. We'll see you next week on the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.